This is Dakota Datebook for April 24th. In 1984, law enforcement searches of illegal gambling operations led to the first statewide grand jury in North Dakota history. The legislature had passed a law allowing for statewide grand juries in 1977. 6 years later, in December of 1983, law enforcement officers searched bookmaking operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, and Mayville, the culmination of a year-long investigation. Among the places searched were the home of a former newspaper sports writer and his restaurant, a Mayville State College professor's home and office, and a bar in Fargo. Investigators confiscated cash, documents, and bookmaking equipment. Afterward, Attorney General Bob Weifold sought to impanel a statewide grand jury due to the involvement of multiple counties. A district court judge in Fargo granted the request. 21 people from Cass, Grand Forks, and Trail counties were called as prospective grand jurors, with 11 people chosen. The grand jury began its work in Fargo in early April 1984. Its proceedings were closed to the public. Among the evidence the grand jury heard was testimony from two men who had been arrested after the searches and had pleaded guilty to illegal gambling. On this date in 1984, the grand jury indicted 12 people. The grand jury also identified bookmaking operations around Beulah, Center, and Minot, and reported that none of the six operations appeared to be linked to or controlled by an out-of-state group. The grand jury also chose not to indict the bettors involved in the gambling. The grand jury also brought to light the growing popularity of Calcuttas. Calcuttas are betting pools in which gamblers bid on players or teams in hopes they win, typically in golf tournaments. The proceeds of this auction are put into a pool for distribution to the winners. One such event had a pool of nearly $100,000. Weifold cautioned the public that Calcuttas were illegal. Many people were not happy with the Attorney General for enforcing the gambling laws. Ultimately, at least 15 people were charged, including the 12 indictments by the grand jury. One of the defendants was also charged in federal court. The criminal cases ended with suspended jail sentences, supervised probation, fines, and restitution. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.